wind up our series this week looking at what leaders in our healthcare facilities are doing to support their workers with self-care and avoiding burnout. We reached out to Maui to talk to Kaiser Permanente's Heather Goff. Dr. Goff is a psychiatrist who began offering a midday meditation session to all Kaiser employees. Dr. Goff explains how it all got started some 5 months ago.
There's been a lot more, you know, research, and the last year's research into mindfulness meditation has really exploded. It's kind of all over the place now. It's something that we recommend to our patients. I think with all this stress, I myself was even thinking, okay, how do I deal with this? There's so much uncertainty. As a healthcare worker, we're essential workers. We're working. How do we deal with this stress? And so, I can't even remember exactly when we started, but I just said, hey, I'm going to start doing meditation in the middle of the day, and if anyone would like to sit with me to do it together, I'd be happy to do that. And pretty soon thereafter, I was able to start doing it. We also do it not via Zoom, but via Teams, so it's all online. So every day at 12:15, we have a very brief 15-minute meditation that anybody that is, you know, in our organization is welcome to join and sit in on. And we've been doing that since March. And it's been really great to be able to have that break in the middle of the day and to just take a pause and to be able to kind of regroup and reset and have that time also just to connect a little bit, not only with ourselves, but with each other too. In fact, I just did, just got off it just now, right before I spoke with you.
It's really kind of the pause that refreshes, I guess, in the middle of the day.
Yeah. We long have talked, you know, I certainly think about ways to try to help get through a tough and stressful and difficult day. And there's a lot of different ways, right, that people do that, right? People go out and they stop for lunch and they go for a run. And I think certainly a lot of healthcare providers are so dedicated to their work that sometimes self-care can fall by the wayside. So having that set time and just a place to show up, I think is just a good reminder. And there's actually been some pretty interesting, you know, research and data that has looked at mindfulness practices for healthcare providers. And the results they're interesting to look at. But definitely we know mindfulness practices can be really helpful in reducing stress and reducing anxiety and so many other things. So it's just, I think, a really good opportunity for people to be able to have some stress reduction and prevent burnout and to be able to stay focused and present for the really hard work that they're all doing.
So walk us through, how does this work out during the middle of the day, though? You know, when you've got, you know, a laundry list, you know, for the nurses of all the things they've got to do for patient care. I mean, is it on their lunch break? Do they have to jump into a conference room? Or how does that work?
It's a little bit tough schedule-wise because we all, right, have really busy schedules. So essentially, we have a scheduled, basically, conference call that people can call into. It's from 12:15 to 12:30, Monday through Friday. And if people are available, they're welcome to just show up for that. I certainly have heard from people who have said, oh, I wish I could come, but I'm working through lunch, or I can't make it this week. And that is really hard. Although I think for everybody, you know, even hearing about some of these kinds of practices and ways that healthcare providers can take care of themselves, you know, even if, you know, a nurse or, you know, the pharmacist or the doctor can't participate in our daily meditation, you know, meeting call, you know, I hope it's also just a platform or a springboard for them to say, oh, okay, but this is something, you know, maybe that I can do on my own, and to carve even just a couple minutes out for that on their own.
So this was something then that was started as a result of the COVID crisis and the COVID stress. And you know, obviously we all know that Maui Memorial had the first outbreak, and everybody was very worried about, you know, everybody's well-being, you know, from the patients to the staff. And so,
right.
So is this something, so this, that's when you started it. It wasn't something that you had offered regularly before.
Correct. Right. I had never done this before. I mean, I'm not a meditation expert. either, right? There are lots of people who have been meditating for decades and teach about it. And this is really just something that I am practicing and just started saying, hey, let's invite other people to start to practice too, because that's really that's how we talk about meditation, too, right? This is a practice. It's just something that we're learning and something that we just keep doing. We just started it during COVID, and I initially thought it would be, it'll be just for a couple of weeks and then it will stop, but got really great feedback and people found it to be really helpful and really wanted to keep going. So we are just continuing. You know, I don't know if and when we'll stop. I hope that we continue in one form or another ongoing, you know, even however many months from now, because it is such a powerful and really, really wonderful thing for people to be able to experience.
And do you know, is anybody doing it on any of the other islands, or can people, let's say, from Oahu join in?
So the meeting that I do every day at 12:15 is open to all Kaiser Permanente providers. And if people didn't get an invitation in their email, then, or they can't find it, everybody is always welcome just to contact me and say, hey, I want to participate in that. So it's open to everybody on all islands, which is the great thing about being able to do it through a technology or a platform like, you know, like Teams or Zoom, because it really has allowed us to have this greater reach.
Are you drawing mainly nurses or technicians, or is it a mix of, you know, do you have any doctors?
A mix. Mm-hmm. All of the above. It really is a mix of, you know, doctors and PAs and nurses and techs and clerks and, you know, people in administration. We all need it, right? We all are just trying to get through the day.
And because of the headlines of these large counts, you know, people are probably more concerned because they're worried that that's going to translate to more patients in the hospital and more fatal cases.
It's certainly a scary thing to think about, right? I think the uncertainty around all of this, from my perspective at least, I think, you know, and even thinking in terms of my work as a psychiatrist, uncertainty is so hard for us. and just the not knowing and the anticipating but not being sure, that could be a challenge to try to manage all those thoughts and feelings that come up. And that's actually one of the things that mindfulness does, right? I mean, mindfulness meditation really helps us to start to quiet the alarm danger part of the brain. So that's the part of the brain known as the amygdala. So that's like the old caveman brain. That's the part of the brain that says danger, danger, danger.
Fight or flight.
Exactly, fight or flight, right? So and mindfulness helps us to start to quiet that part of the brain and make that a little bit less active. While at the same time, it's really strengthening the thinking part of the brain, right? The prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that does the thinking and planning and decision making and observing. So that even when that uncertainty or all these kinds of feelings or experiences come up, mindfulness meditation practice allows us to start to be a little bit more of an observer and to step away a little bit from some of that initial fight or flight response so that we can manage better. A couple people have said that it's been really helpful just to have that period of time carved out. Like, it's like making an appointment with yourself, right? I'm going to be here at that time. And for some people, they've never tried meditation before, so it's a brand new experience and something that they're really excited about trying and finding that, oh, wow, this is actually really interesting and really helpful. If our healthcare providers who are really on the front line, and many even more so than myself, right? I mean, there are so many people that are really being faced with this every single day. And, you know, burnout, stress and anxiety, those are all really very real things, especially when healthcare providers and the people supporting them and, you know, all the folks in the organization are being stressed and really being asked to be on high alert and to be providing care to so many people. I always remind the people that are meditating with me, one of my favorite sort of visual examples goes back to anatomy. And when we think about blood supply, you know, the heart pumps blood to everywhere in the body, right? And I ask people, where does the first blood go when it leaves the heart? I don't know. Do you know where the first blood goes when it leaves the heart? Where does it first go?
No.
No? A lot of people say the brain, thinking, oh, well, of course, the brain is the most important organ in the body, right? And that makes sense. But if you actually look at the anatomy of the heart, the blood vessels that first leave actually go back to the supply of the heart itself. So the first blood that leaves the heart goes back to the heart. And it just really points to the idea of self-care and that, you know, we as healthcare providers really can do so much more if we also are actively engaged in, you know, participating and actively engaged in that self-care. And I think, you know, it's awesome. I feel really blessed to work in an organization where, you know, that is such a key thing and taken really seriously and really encouraged, right? The fact that, you know, this is something that we can do and offer to people has really been pretty amazing.
Blood to the heart. HPR's Catherine Cruz talking with Kaiser Permanente's Heather Goff, a psychiatrist who started a midday meditation session for the hospital's workers to help with stress reduction and burnout during these COVID times.